WKNR presents
the Keter13.com podcast.
Welcome to the Class of 66 reunion edition of the Keter 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, taking you back to the sights, the sounds, the fads, the foods, and the music you listened to on Keter during that unforgettable senior year. All that's ahead on this week's Keter podcast.
Motor City Music.
This is Philip Nye, WKNR Contact News. It's the summer of 1965. A routine traffic stop by police leads to four nights of rioting in the Watts District of Los Angeles. 16 die, hundreds are injured, and when the smoke clears, officials estimate damage at $40 million. President Lyndon Johnson doubles the number of Americans serving in Vietnam, and he signs a new law establishing Medicare, health care for the elderly. Closer to home, a 24-year-old Pontiac woman gets 3 to 6 years in jail after admitting to over 50 burglaries. Nancy Gillespie said she didn't need the money, but did the robberies because, as she said, there was not much else to do. The attractive Waterford High graduate showed no remorse when sentenced and vowed to do it again when released. I'm Philip Nye, Keener Contact News, and that's the way it was.
As September of 1965 came around, the class of 66 looked back wistfully on that last high school summer. With gas at just 31 cents a gallon, you could cruise Woodward all night and still have money left over for a daily burger and a Faygo Rockin' Rye. The Tigers went 89-73, good enough to finish fourth in the American League, and Orlando Pena brought home the highest Tiger salary, earning $18,500. Just after Labor Day, Sandy Koufax pitched a perfect game against the Chicago Cubs. And our favorite muscle cars were the Ford Mustang, Pontiac GTO, Chevy Malibu SS, and the Olds Cutlass 442. On the drawing board for 66 at Chrysler, a new 426 cubic inch Hemi engine.
Here they come again.
On Keener that September, the top 20 included the Beatles, the Turtles, the Castaways, the Vogues, the Righteous Brothers, and the Dave Clark Five.
Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
And at number one that first week of senior year, a plaintive cry for peace from a former New Christy minstrel.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Solid music!
In fall football action, Detroit Denby went 6-0 in the East, while the Redford Huskies were a perfect 7-0 in the West. Harper Woods Notre Dame led the Catholic League, and in the 6A League, Ann Arbor High School was number 2 to Battle Creek Central. And as we rode the bus to school that October, our transistor radios were tuned to Keener and the Motown sound of Marvin Gaye.
Honey, you do me wrong, but still I'm crazy about you.
The fall term for the class of 66 rolled on into November and December. Out west on the Bonneville Salt Flats, Craig Breedlove set a world land speed record of just over 600 miles per hour in his jet-powered Spirit of America. East Coasters were asking themselves, where were you when the lights went out? As a huge power blackout plunged the Big Apple into darkness. In space, Gemini 6 and 7 performed the first successful controlled docking maneuver. and in the darkness of our finished basements, we listen to the first Keener number one for Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Simon and Garfunkel had actually broken up when their producer Tom Wilson decided to add an electric guitar and drums to The Sounds of Silence. The record shot to the top of the charts, and as they say, the rest is history.
WKNR!
Your Ford dealer presents Mustang.
It's the unexpected, that Ford perfected, the most beautiful car of the year.
Mustang, honored by the Tiffany Award for Design. Mustang, with its wide choice of options, Mustang can be a sports model, a family car, or a luxury car. Mustang, its unexpected low price will amaze you.
It's the unexpected, that Ford perfected, the most beautiful car of the year. In a class all alone, yet so easy to own, the all-new Mustang is here.
Mustang, the unexpected car of the year from Ford.
Tastes like love.
Share your love? I couldn't possibly do that. I just finished an onion sandwich over there. But I'll tell you one thing, to wash it down, I could use a new improved Wink is what? From Canada Dry. It's a groovy way to save 10 cents and enjoy that great taste of Wink. And there's no diet taste because Wink is no diet drink. Just go to your store, pick up 10-ounce six-packs or 3 28-ounce family bottles. You get 10 cents off the regular selling price. New improved Wink, the sassy one from Canada Dry. You could win a week in the Virgin Islands for two. Look for entry blanks on bottles of Canada Dry Wink.
That's WKNR's Bob Green from our Keener13.com 1966 Air Check Archive. We're up to the first week of February from that year with Ann Arbor's Dion Jackson.
You know love makes the world go round. And love, baby, makes the seesaws go up and down. And it makes trees grow tall. And the most important thing of all, it makes a boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now.
Love Makes the World Go Round was the only Keener hit for Dion Jackson. That week of February 2nd, he was joined on the charts by the Mamas and the Papas, Petula Clark, Lou Christie, Bobby Fuller, and a group from Allen Park that featured Rick, Danny, Don, Nick, John, and Earl. You'll remember them as Tim Tam and the Turn-Ons.
I'm searching for a new love. Can that new love be you?
Oh,
That's the Frankie Valli falsetto of Rick Wisand, the lead singer for Tim Tam and the Turn-Ons. It was a time when the Detroit garage band could share the charts with some of the stranger novelty records of the rock era. And more than a few members of the class of 66 connected with this former camp counselor who had a one-hit wonder about a cat named Dog. Tanega wasn't the only one-hit wonder on Keener in 1966. Just 4 weeks later, a group from Cleveland made it to number two with a song that is just as danceable today as it was 40 years ago. Those are the Outsiders on Keener with Time Won't Let Me, another favorite of the class of 1966. Well, Tim Tam and the Turn-Ons weren't the only Michigan rockers to grace our record collection senior year. How many of you still have your 45 of Terry Knight's Mr. You're a Better Man Than I?
Can you judge a man by the way he wears his hair? Can you read his mind by the clothes that he wears? Or can you see a bad man by the tack on his tie? Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Could you tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells? Is this more important stories that he tells? And call a man a fool if for wealth he doesn't strive? Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I.
That's one of three Keener hits for Terry Knight, the guy who went on to produce Grand Funk Railroad. We're celebrating the class of 1966 on the Keener podcast, a year when a quarterback from Florida named Steve Spurrier won the Heisman Trophy. Graham Hill took the checkered flag at the Indy 500. And Elizabeth Taylor won the Best Actress Academy Award for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? A loaf of silver cup bread cost 22 cents. And the average price of a new Detroit automobile was just $2,600. You could still get worry-free home delivery from Twin Pines, and our favorite local TV personalities included Johnny Ginger and Sonny Elliott.
WKNR, Keener 13.
On the radio, kicks was the code word for drug abuse in this top 10 Keener hit for Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Girl, you thought you found the answer on that magic carpet ride last night. But when you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you uptight. Well, there's nothing better you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. But when you come back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind? Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, but not with kicks. You just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise, but it ain't happened yet, so girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do,
you'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like
kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
Kicks just keep getting hotter.
Oh, you don't
and
need
all your kicks,
girl.
You be so mad.
Just need
you
help,
find
girl.
Out it's too late, girl. You better get straight. And don't it seem like kicks just keep getting hotter?
Oh, you don't.
The Raiders had 18 chart appearances on Keener, including that one from the class of 1966. Coming up, we count down the top 13 hits of the year.
Saturday night at Detroit Dragway. From Tampa, Florida, driving his 190 mile an hour Chrysler fuel dragster, the Swamp Rat, the world champion himself, Don Garlitz.
Racing again, Pete Robinson's brand new 890 pound dragster, powered by a supercharged Ford on nitro.
His car is equipped with sensational rear wheel jacks. He brings the car to the starting line, raises both rear wheels, winds his Ford to 9,000 RPM, and releases the jacks.
The tires burn, dual holes in the asphalt, as Robinson rockets to a lap time of 8 seconds flat.
At Detroit Dragway, simply at Dick's. Racing begins at 8 p.m. Saturday night at Detroit Dragway.
It's happened again on WKNR.
We have a winner.
This time the prize was worth $2,250 in the Captain Keener contest.
Hello, is this Mrs. Boobin?
Yes. 3, 1, and 5. Is it possible?
Is it possible? Oh. Hello, Mrs. Boobin. How are you?
I'm so thrilled.
It's fun to play. Who's the lucky one today?
This is Stanley Boobin of Barrett Avenue in Royal Oak, Michigan.
There's lots of fun on WKNR Keener 13.
Where it pays to listen.
And now, from the 1966 WKNR Music Guide.
WKNR
plays Keener hit number
13.
That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town.
12, 12, 12, 12.
I have kissed your lips a thousand times, and more times than I can count. I have called you mine. You have stood by me in my darkest hour. And oh, how happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you have made me.
Dan, 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 Dan.
Baby does the hanky panky. My 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 baby does the hanky panky.
Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today. but only three when the Green Beret.
Seven.
Hey, come on, baby, follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me, I'm the Pied Piper, and I'll show you where it's at.
Six.
Now, if you feel that you can't go on because all of your hope is gone and your life is filled with much confusion, until happiness is just an illusion and your world around is crumbling down, darling, reach out. Come on, girl, reach out for me. Reach out for me.
Five, five, five.
She's a word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside.
Four, four.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And now, the number one song on Keener from 1966.
I need it.
Taste.
Diana Ross and the Supremes ended up with the number one song for the year 1966.
Graduation Day. Graduation Day. It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always. Graduation Day.
Can't Hurry Love made its Keener debut in the summertime, after the class of 66 had received diplomas and had scattered to the four winds. For some, college was ahead. For others, a direct dive into the working world. But for everyone who wore a cap and gown that year, 1966 will always have a special place in our hearts. A time when everything still seemed possible and so many adventures still lay ahead. And that's our special look at the year you graduated from high school. I hope you've enjoyed our look back and will take an opportunity to add the Keener 13 podcast to your list of favorites. The music we play is licensed by ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. John Freest is our music consultant, and we bring you those great Keener jingles courtesy of Jonathan Wolfert at jingles.com. You can find everything Keener on the web right now at Keener13.com, the website that celebrates Detroit's favorite 60s radio station during a time when everybody cruised Woodward and WKNR was number one in Detroit. We leave you with one more Detroit rarity from the class of 66, the Shy Guys. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for making every season Keener season.
All the people in this town.
Was a copyrighted feature and may not be real.